Oh, I have sent after him. He says he'll come. How shall I feast him? What bestow of him? For youth is bought more oft than begged or borrowed. I speak too loud. Where's Malvolio? He is sad and civil and suits well for a servant with my fortunes. Where is Malvolio?
He's coming, madam, but in very strange manner. He's sure possessed, madam.
Why, what's the matter? Does he rave?
No, madam. He does nothing but smile. Mm-hmm. Your ladyship were best to have some guard about you if he come, for sure the man is tainted in his wits.
Go, call him hither. I am as mad as he, if sad and merry madness equal be.
Oh.
How now? Malvolio!
Sweet lady! Oh.
Smilest thou? I sent for thee upon a sad occasion.
Sad lady! I could be sad. This does make some obstruction in the blood, this cross-gartering. But what of that? If it please the eye of one, it is with me as the very true sonnet is, please one, and please all.
Why, how dost thou, ma'am? What is the matter with thee?
Not black in my mind, though yellow in my legs. It did come to his hands, and commands shall be executed. I think we do know the sweet Roman hand.
Wilt thou go to bed, Malvolio?
To bed, aye, sweetheart, and I'll come to thee.
God comfort thee. Why dost thou smile so and kiss thy hand so often?
How do you, Malvolio?
At your request, yes, nightingales answer doors.
Why appear you with this ridiculous boldness before my lady?
Oh, be not afraid of greatness. 'Twas well writ.
What meanst thou by that, Malvolio?
Some are born great, some achieve greatness.
What sayst thou?
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Heaven restore thee!
Remember who commended thy yellow stockings.
Thy yellow stockings?
And wished to see thee cross-garter.
Cross-garter?
Go to, thou art made if thou desirest to be so.
Am I made?
If not, let me see thee a servant still.
Why, this is very midsummer madness.
Madam, the young gentleman of the Count Orsino's is returned. I hardly entreat him back. He attends your ladyship's pleasure.
I'll come to him. Good Maria, let this fellow be looked to. Where's my cousin Toby? Let some of my people have a special care of him. I would not have him miscarry for the half of my dowry.
Do you come near me now? No worse man than Sir Toby to look to me. This concurs directly with the letter. She sends him on purpose that I may appear stubborn to him, for she incites me to that in the letter. Cast thy humble slough, says she. Be opposite with a kinsman, surly with servants. Let thy tongue tang with arguments of state. Put thyself into the trick of singularity, and consequently sets down the manner how, as a sad face, a reverent carriage, a slow tongue, in the habit of some sir of note, and so forth. I have lined up. But it's Jove's doing, and Jove make me thankful. And when she went away now, let this fellow be looked to. Fellow, not Malvolio, nor after my degree, but fellow. Why, everything adheres together, that no dram of a scruple, no scruple of a scruple, no obstacle, no incredulous or unsafe circumstance. What can be said? Nothing that can be, can come between me and the full prospect of my hopes. Well, Jove, not I is the doer of this, and he is to be thanked.
Which way is he in the name of sanctity? If all the devils of hell be drawn in little and Legion himself possessed him, yet I'll speak to him.
Here he is, here he is. How is't with you, sir?
How is't with you, man?
Go off. I discard you. Let me enjoy my private.
Lo, how hollow the fiend speaks within him. Did not I tell you? Sir Toby, my lady, prays you to have a care of him.
Aha!
Dust yourself. Go to, go to. Peace, peace. We must deal gently with him. Let me alone.
How do you, Malvolio? How is't with you?
Uh-huh.
What, man? Defy the devil. Consider, he's an enemy to mankind.
Do you know what you say?
Lie, you, and you speak ill of the devil, how he takes it at heart. Pray God he be not bewitched.
Carry his water to the wise woman.
Marry, and it shall be done tomorrow morning if I live. My lady would not lose him for more than I'll say.
And now, mistress.
Oh, God.
Hold thy peace. This is not the way. Do you not see you move him? Let me alone with him.
No way but gentleness. Gently, gently.
The fiend is rough and will not be roughly used.
Why, how now, me poor cock? How dost thou chuck?
Sir?
Aye, biddy, come with me.
Sir?
What, man, 'tis not for gravity to play a cherry pit with Satan. Hang him, Falconia.
Get him to say his prayers, good Sir Toby, get him to pray.
My prayers? Meek?
No, I warrant you he'll not hear of godliness.
Go, hang yourselves all. You are idle, shelly things. I am not of your element. You shall know more hereafter.
Is it possible?
If this were played upon a stage now, I could condemn it as an improbable fit.
His very genius hath taken the infection of the device, man.
Nay, pursue him now, lest the device take air and taint.
Why, we shall make him mad indeed.
The house will be the quieter.
Come, we'll have him in a dark room.
Yes.
And bound. My niece is already in the belief that he's mad. Oh, we may carry it thus for our pleasure and his penance till our very pastime. Tired out of breath, prompt us to have mercy on him. At which time, we'll bring the device to the bar and convict for a finder of matter. Oh, see, but see.
More matter for a May morning.
Here's the challenge. Read it. I warrant there's vinegar and pepper in it.
Is't so saucy?
Ist. I warrant him. Do but read.
Give me. Youth, whatsoever thou art but a scurvy fellow.
Good and valiant.
Wonder not, nor admire not in thy mind, why I do call thee so. But I will show thee no reason for it.
Ah, good note, that keeps you from the blow of the law.
Thou comest to the Lady Olivia, and in my sight she uses thee kindly. But thou liest in thy throat. That is not the matter I challenge thee for.
Very brief, and to exceeding good sense, bless.
I will waylay thee, going home, where if it be thy chance to kill me...
Good.
Thou killst me like a rogue and a villain.
Still you keep with the windy side of the law. Good.
Very well, and God have mercy upon one of our souls. He may have mercy upon mine, but my hope is better. And so, look to thyself, thy friend as thou usest him, and thy sworn enemy, Andrew Aguecheek. If this letter move him not, his legs cannot, I'll give it him.
You may have very fit occasion for it. He's now in some commerce with my lady, and will by and by depart.
Go, Sir Andrew. Scout me for him at the corner of the orchard like a bum baby. So soon as ever thou seest him, draw. And as thou drawest, swear horrible. For it comes to pass oft that a terrible oath, with a swearing accent sharply twanged off, gives manhood more approbation than ever proof itself would have earned him. Away!
Nay, let me alone for swearing.
Now will I not deliver his letter, for the behaviour of the young gentleman gives him out to be of good capacity and breeding. His employment between his lord and my niece confirms no less. Therefore, this letter, being so excellently ignorant, will breed no terror in the youth. He'll find it comes from a clodpole. But, sir, I will deliver his challenge by word of mouth. I'll set upon Aguecheek a notable report of valour, and drive the gentleman, as I know his youth will aptly receive it, into a most hideous opinion of his rage, skill, fury, and impetuosity. This will so fright them both. They'll kill one another by the look like cockatrices.
Here he comes with your niece. Give them way till he take leave and presently after him.
I'll meditate the while upon some horrid message for a challenge.
I have said too much unto a heart of stone and laid mine honour too unchary out. There's something in me that reproves my fault, but such a headstrong, potent fault it is that it but mocks reproof.
With the same haviour that your passion bears, goes on my master's grief.
Here, wear this jewel for me. 'Tis my picture. Refuse it not. It hath no tongue to vex you, and I beseech you, come again tomorrow. What shall you ask of me that I'll deny, that honour saved may upon asking give?
Nothing but this. Your true love for my master.
How with mine honour may I give him that which I have given to you?
I will acquit you.
Well, come again tomorrow. Fare thee well. A fiend like thee might bear my soul to hell.
Gentlemen, God save thee.
And you, sir?
That defence thou hast, betake thee to it. Of what nature the wrongs are thou hast done him, I know not. But thy interceptor, full of despite, bloody as the hunter, attends thee at the orchard end. Dismount thy tuck, be yare in thy preparation, for thy assailant is quick, skilful, and deadly.
You mistake, sir. I am sure no man hath any quarrel to me. My remembrance is very free and clear from any image of offence done to any man.
You'll find it otherwise, I assure you. Therefore, if you hold your life at any price, betake you to your guard, for your opposite hath in him what youth, strength, skill, and wrath can furnish man withal.
I pray you, sir, what is he?
He is knight, dubbed with unhatched rapier and uncarpet consideration, but he's a devil in private brawl. Souls and bodies hath he divorced three, and his incensement at this moment is so implacable that satisfaction can be none but by pangs of death and sepulchre. Hobnobs his word, gift or take.
I will return again into the house and desire some conduct of the lady. I am no fighter. I have heard of some kind of men that put quarrels purposely on others to taste their valour. Belike this is a man of that quirk.
Sir, no. His indignation derives itself out of a very competent injury. Therefore, get you on and give him his desire. Shall not to the house, unless you undertake that with me, which with as much safety you might answer him. Therefore, on, or strip your sword stark naked. For meddle you must, that's certain, or forswear to wear iron about you.
This is as uncivil as strange. I beseech you, do me this courteous office as to know of the knight what my offence to him is. It is something of my negligence, nothing of my purpose.
I'll do so. Signor Fabian, stay you by this gentleman till my return.
Pray you, sir, do you know of this matter?
I know the knight is incensed against you, even to immortal arbitrement, but nothing of the circumstance more.
I beseech you, what manner of man is he?
Nothing of that wonderful promise to read him by his form, as you are like to find him in the proof of his valour. He is indeed, sir, the most skilful, bloody, and fatal opposite that you could possibly have found in any part of Illyria. Will you walk towards him? I will make your peace with him, if I can.
I shall be much bound to you for it. I am one that had rather go with Sir Priest than Sir Knight. I care not who knows so much of my mettle.
He's a very devil. I've not seen such a virago. I had a pass with him, rapier, scabbard and all, and he gives me the stuck in with such a mortal motion that it's inevitable. And on the answer, he pays you as surely as your feet hit the ground they step on. They say he's been fencer to the Sophie.
Oh, pox on, I'll not meddle with him.
Aye, but he'll not now be pacified. Fabian can scarce hold him yonder.
Oh, plague on't. And I thought he being valiant and so cunning in fence, I'd have seen him damned ere I'd have challenged him. Let him let the matter slip, and I give him my horse, Grey Capulet.
I'll make the motion. Stand here. Make a good show, aunt. This shall end without the perdition of souls. Marry, I'll ride your horse as well as I ride you. I have his horse to take up the quarrel.
I've persuaded him the youth's a devil.
He is as horribly conceited of him, and pants and looks pale as ever bear with his heels.
There's no remedy, sir. He will fight with you for oath's sake. Oh, marry, he hath better bethought him of his quarrel. He finds that now scarce to be worth talking of. Therefore, draw for the supportance of his vow. He protests he'll not hurt you.
Pray God defend me. A little thing will make me tell him how much I lack of a man.
Give ground if you see him furious.
Come, Sir Andrew, there's no remedy.
The gentleman will, for his honour's sake, have one bite with you. He cannot by the duello avoid it. But he's promised me, as he's a gentleman and a soldier, he'll not hurt you. Come on, do it.
Oh, pray God he keep his own.
I do assure you, 'tis against my will.
Put up your sword. Oh. If this young gentleman have done offence, I take the fault on me. If you offend him, I for him defy you.
You, sir? Why, what are you?
One servant for his love dares yet do more than you have heard him brag to you he will.
Nay, if you be an undertaker, I'm for you.
Oh, good Sir Toby. Oh, here come the officers.
I'll be with you anon.
Pray, sir, put your sword up, if you please.
Marry, will I, sir. And for that I promised you I'll be as good as my word. He will bear you easily and reigns well.
This is the man. Do thy office.
Antonio, I arrest thee at the suit of Count Orsino.
You do mistake me, sir.
No, sir, no jot. I know your favour well. Though now you have no sea cap on your head. Take him away. He knows I know him well.
I must obey. This comes with seeking you. But there's no remedy. I shall answer it. What will you do? Now my necessity makes me to ask you for my purse. It grieves me much more for what I cannot do for you than what befalls myself. You stand amazed, but be of comfort.
Come, sir, away.
I must entreat of you some of that money.
want money, sir, for the fair kindness you have showed me here. And part being prompted by your present trouble out of my lean and low ability, I'll lend you something. My having is not much. I make division of my present with you. Oh, there's half my coffer.
Will you deny me now? Is it possible that my deserts to you can lack persuasion? Do not tempt my misery, lest that it make me so unsound a man as to upbraid you with those kindnesses that I have done for you.
I know of none, nor know I you by voice or any feature. I hate ingratitude more in a man than lying, vainness, babbling, drunkenness, or any taint of vice whose strong corruption inhabits our frail blood.
Oh, heavens themselves!
Come, sir, I pray you go.
Let me speak a little. This youth that you see here, I snatched one half out of the jaws of death, relieved him with such sanctity of love, and to his image, which methought did promise most venerable worth, did I devotion.
What's that to us? The time goes by away.
But oh, how vile and idle proved this god. Thou hast, Sebastian, done good feature shame. In nature there's no blemish but the mind. None can be called deformed but the unkind. Virtue is beauty, but the beauteous evil are empty trunks, or flourished by the devil.
The man grows mad. Away with him. Come. Come, sir.
Lead me on.
Thinks his words do from such passion fly that he believes himself, so do not I. Prove true imagination, oh, prove true that I, dear brother, be now tame for you.
Come hither, knight, come hither, baby. We'll whisper all a couplet or two, most sage soul.
Sebastian. He named Sebastian. I, my brother, know yet living in my glass. Even such and so in favor was my brother. And he went still in this fashion, color ornament for him I imitate. Oh, if it prove tempests are kind and salt waves fresh in love.
A very dishonest, paltry boy, and more a coward than a hare. His dishonesty appears in leaving his friend here in necessity and denying him. And for his cowardship, ask Fabian.
A coward, a most devout coward. Religious, in it.
Slit! I'll after him again and beat him.
Do! Cuff him soundly, but never draw thy sword.
And I do not.
Come, let's see the event.
I dare lay any money. 'Twill be nothing yet.